Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Online or over the air, we don't care. Just make us your new midday habit. Gresh and Keith on WEEI.
Come with me now. Walk away.
We're going to try to show you how to make some money this weekend with Degeneration Bets coming up. But first, here's our friend Lucy Burge from BetQL with your Patriots betting preview.
The New England Patriots and the New York Jets, J-E-T-S Jets, will meet up on Sunday at 1 p.m. at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough. Here is the betting information you need ahead of this one, brought to you by BetQL. The Patriots are 7-point favorites against the Jets, with the total set at 42.5 points. Mac Jones, under 246.5 passing yards at minus 115, is a prop bet to think about in this one, as well as Hunter Henry over 3.5 receptions at minus 120. One BetQL trend favoring the Patriots on the money line is Bill Belichick is 37-11 after failing to cover the spread in 3 out of the last 4 games while coaching in New England. I like the Patriots -7 and the under of 42.5 points. And in the showdown of showdowns, Bishop Thickamore is up against Davey Eyeballs and Los Poyos Hermanos in the Gresh and Keith Fantasy Showdown, so best of luck to Davey this week, but I think Los Poyos Hermanos will end up like Gus Fring in this week 7.
You played a snap of football in your life.
Wow. Okay, how about that?
Holy cow.
Going on there.
Coming out swinging.
Seems like a little bit of a rivalry brewing there in the Gresh and Keith Fantasy League.
Pretty bold for someone that just lets the computer pick their lineup every week.
Yeah, she's doing all right, though. Bishop Thickamore, not bad this year.
Yeah, I guess not. All right, let's get into Degeneration Bets. And I do have some college picks to be able to sort of roll on
sprinkle
the
in a couple of Gresh, I got a couple NHL picks for you.
Yeah, look at this.
Slap shot chimes
back.
Oh,
that's right.
Yeah,
that's
he's on a heater right now on the ice.
I'm going to start in the NFL, and the Colts and the 49ers. Sunday Night Football, Jimmy Garoppolo coming back. Neither team is great. I'm going over 43.5 in that one on Sunday night.
I want to warn you here. Oh. Thing to keep an eye on, the weather. It's supposed to be driving rains, crazy winds, which could play towards the under or the over, depending on how you look at it.
Well, I was just going to say, if I think there's a little bit of offense, and I do think there will be, I think the 49ers kind of get back to sort of running things, not having to take care of the kid at quarterback. So I'm going Colts 49ers over, but a very good note on the weather there.
Astute. Shime. It's an astute point there.
That's right.
By our weatherman, Chris Scheim. I'm going to go with the Green Bay Packers at home, laying 8 to Washington football team. Packers have had a couple of close games there where they won but didn't cover, but those were on the road.
Yep.
This at home I feel better about. Plus, football team really stinks. We thought they were going to be able to move the ball a little bit against Kansas City's defense. They couldn't. They got absolutely waxed at home by a Chiefs team that had been struggling. So give me the Aaron Rodgers-led Packers to blow out football team on Sunday.
Gresh, you had mentioned the Bungles. Well, I think they're going to try and make a name for themselves this week that isn't something to do with failure. I'm taking Cincinnati +6.5.
Woo!
The reason here for me is I think the line is just too big. For a divisional game with two really good football teams, 6.5 is too many points. I think Cincinnati has a chance to outright win this game. Joe Burrow is 11 from 12 inside the red zone for 6 touchdowns, 0 picks. He's also leading the most explosive offense outside the red zone at scoring touchdowns, thanks in part to Ja'Marr Chase.
Y'all would say so.
And last year, when they didn't have personnel on defense, they were able to hold Lamar Jackson to like 3 yards in one of those two games that they played him last year. Now they actually have players on defense. This team is legit good. Keep an eye out for the Bengals. I'm taking the Bengals +6.5.
One of the most injury-riddled teams in the league, and also, even if they weren't injured, they're a pretty bad team, is the New York Giants. They are 2.5-point underdogs at home against the Carolina Panthers. Some of those injuries include Kadarius Toney. He's already doubtful. Saquon Barkley is questionable, but you saw that egg growing out of his ankle, so no way he plays. So, to me, that sort of offsets the fact that Shaq Thompson's still not ready to go for the Carolina Panthers. But the Carolina Panthers, fourth highest pressure rate in the NFL, first in pass rush win rate, going up against one of the worst offensive lines in the league and one of the worst offenses. Giants are dead last in red zone offense. I don't really care that the Panthers' offense is sort of falling apart without Christian McCaffrey. This is way too much of a lopsided matchup, and only 2.5 points. Give me the Panthers.
I'll move this one quick. Miami +2.5, home dog against Atlanta, getting some players back on defense, and it's Atlanta and Arthur Smith. Enough said.
So I like a home dog when I can find one here that I like, and give me the Tennessee Titans. Even after that monster win they just had, they're getting 4.5 points at home against the Chiefs.
What?
I know it's the Chiefs, but still that Chiefs defense. So give me the Tennessee Titans in that one.
Rich, I'm on this one as well because one thing to look at is the – I just mentioned some of the injuries in the Panthers game.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the Titans go, and we were talking about this in the podcast yesterday with Simon Mutt, and we were like, oh, Julio and A.J. will definitely play. Julio did practice today. It looks like he could play. A.J. Brown tweeted last night that his body cannot hold down food right now.
Yeah, he's a mess.
He also tried to eat fast food right before that tweet, so I don't know if that had anything to do with it. Taylor Lewan probably won't play with a concussion in this game, so that's a little bit concerning for me as far as Tannehill and the struggles he's had under pressure this year. But I did a big spread
Derrick
against
Henry.
The Chiefs. I love the Titans to cover it.
Well, you know what? I'm on this game too, but I'm on the first half over of 28 because Kansas City can't stop anybody. No.
So John had mentioned the Carolina Giants game. One prop that I want to give you guys. Last time I saw it, I think it was 54.5 for the over-under on Sterling Shepard receiving yards. Currently off the board, though, because he just got listed as questionable. So they're probably going to wait until close to the game time. But if it's anything under, like, 65, I'm going to over on Sterling Shepard. This guy is a target machine. He gets targets up the wazoo when he plays. And with Galladay and Kadarius Toney both ruled out and Saquon Barkley out, Sterling Shepard's going to be the guy in that game. But the other game I'm on, too, as well, I'm on the Raiders, laying 2.5 at home for the Philadelphia Eagles. I think this Raiders team is good. Mm-hmm. I think they're bouncing back. I think they're better now because the John Gruden distraction is out. They showed it last week. I think they're going to do it again this week.
The Matt Stafford Bowl, or the Matt Stafford-Jared Goff Bowl, is taking place this Sunday in L.A.
In a toilet?
Rams are laying 16. I will take it because they are going to blow up. Stafford's going to Stafford might throw
16.
Five touchdowns.
No.
He might throw five touchdowns.
16, yeah. Man.
Yes.
How can we talk him out of this?
I'm not taking the Cardinals 17 and a half,
I could. We talked Mutt out
Rams.
Of this yesterday.
No,
as well.
Rams. Rams are going to dominate.
Number.
Dominate.
Point.
Yeah. I just think, but I also think this is more of a gotcha game or a more of a revenge game for Jared Goff than it is Matt Stafford.
But he sucks. That's the big problem. A revenge game for somebody who sucks is just really another game where they try too hard and throw more picks. A revenge game for somebody who's really good or just stick it to Detroit for leaving him there with nobody around him for years.
Just be careful. The Rams got off to a really slow start last week against the Giants. They were losing 3-0 at the end of the first quarter. And they kind of let their foot off the gas a little bit, too, at the end of the game for the Giants to get anything going. So I would just be careful.
But they still
won
by 27.
Yeah, but the Detroit Lions are garbage time kids.
You got to worry.
So
and that big, you're right. Exactly. If it's
backdoor
10,
covers for days.
You're not worried about it. On 16, you're worried about a backdoor
I'll
cover.
I'll take it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll take it.
Shimey, what else do you have outside of football, if anything?
Well, guys, I think it's time to bring it back. I think it's Slapshot Shime time.
It's time for Puck Luck. With Chris Slapshot Shime.
I don't really like any of the games tonight, but looking ahead to tomorrow, there's two games that I love. What?
First time, Gresh?
No, we have this big intro, and he's like, I don't like any games tonight.
I'm looking ahead to the massive slate of games tomorrow. And the game, the two teams that I like, I want you to parlay them together. The St. Louis Blues money line at minus 170. Parlay that with the floor, the red hot Florida Panthers money line at minus 120. I think that's, those two teams alone right there are going to dominate for you. And the parlay will pay out a nice whopping plus 200. So there you go.
I was hoping for more of a whopping.
Yeah, they're both favorites in the game, right. But I like them. I love them both. +200. Those are my two favorite picks tomorrow. All so right. Pile them together, +200.
All right, slap shot. Thank you. I'll end Degeneration Bets with a three-team college football parlay for those of you to chew it up. UCF and Memphis over 65. Points, points, points. It's the American. There'll be lots of points in that one. Buffalo minus 12 over Akron. When you're known for tires, you can't stop teams. Buffalo minus the 12. And Clemson +3. They're getting points over Pitt. Pitt's good, not great. Give me Clemson plus. So if you parlay all those up, you can go find out the odds at whatever sportsbook you are working with in New Hampshire, in Rhode Island, in Connecticut. Oh, what state did I miss? Massachusetts. Because the politicians have their heads up their you-know-whats. We'll bring this home on a Friday edition of Gresh and Keefe next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.